Hi, welcome to the shortest podcast of this season of Traitors for Two Gay Mads.
Yes. Guys, the show's not fun without any housewives. It's not entertaining. Hate them all you want. Hate on Dolores' win that she didn't deserve that 1 year. But my, oh my, watching paint dry.
I don't know if it's a housewives thing. I think it's just Rob is getting such an edit that it's just like... editor, like, I get it. Last season, people were disappointed that there weren't any like masterminds, that everyone was messy and the winners didn't do anything XYZ and everything. But it's like, but this is so egregious. There needs to be, we talked about it last week. If there is a Rob downfall after this edit, I will riot. Because what have I watched?
What is this? The fact that we're going through like minutes and it feels like hours of footage of like Johnny Weir and Tara being like, we're going to come out as friends and hold each other's hands and snuggle on the couch. We've been through divorces. I'm like, what am I looking at? Who cares? We all know.
No, I do find it interesting, though, that like they're getting the most screen time as the Olympics are happening. It's like, okay, producers, you know what you're doing, I guess. But it's just like, man, oh, man, it was just an hour of just Rob being brilliant and Eric being a little puppy dog and Tara and Johnny being best friends and completely like being thrown under the bus and Kristen just being rude. And I love it.
Being rude and wrong. That's the thing, is Kristen's smart, but it's like there's something intrinsically that's like your gut is always wrong. Like literally, I don't know why you're like, you know, I thought it was Tara and then I got locked in that box and so now I know it's Tara. It's like, what are you talking about?
And when I, especially when I'm wrong, I'm going to say it. And who am I going to say it to? The person's face.
Yeah, the person that like is actually a traitor is the person I trust the most.
To give her some credit, she is suspecting Eric, which is correct. But like, I mean, we'll talk about it, I guess. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another Two Gay Mads patron only Traitors spinoff podcast thing. We are on episode 9 of Traitors season 4. Woo. And what a journey this season has been. Candace was banished last week, and you know, it was very
May she rest.
You know, she did what she could. She tried to throw Rob's name out there in subtle ways, but this cast doesn't really get subtle.
Was it subtle? She was just giving a monologue about Rob, and they're all like, well, anyways, remember when Lisa put that gold in Stephen Coletti's box? It's like, guys, what just happened?
Guys,
you don't think this looks like a traitor on traitor thing?
It's not Steven, guys. Like, who thinks it's fucking Steven? I don't know. Like, he hasn't been doing anything, for at least from what we can see. Lord knows on the, like behind the scenes, maybe he was, like, gaming hard, but they weren't showing that way on the edit. But so we left off Rob, who was getting a mastermind edit, picked Eric to be his fellow traitor and said, like, I picked Eric because he thinks logically. And it's like, girl, that's not why you picked him. You picked him because you knew he'd be a mess. You knew he'd be a little giddy schoolgirl up in there being like, I'm a traitor. What do I do? And following your every move. And so he's an easy person to pin it on.
And I honestly, I hope you are lying to the confessional booth, because girl, that's the only thing that makes sense. If you want that mastermind edit, tell the truth, say why you're really picking Eric, because if you really believe that, unlike Candace, Eric is your equal, which he kept saying, it's like, he's an intelligent guy, I really see him as my equal, blah blah blah, it's like, this isn't helping the Rob's a sexist rumors, because you know who didn't get caught after one day of being a traitor? Fucking Candace. So like, I get it, everyone loves Rob, he's so pretty, he's a mastermind, he's doing so well, but I don't like him. I don't like that. I want you to tell the camera, Eric's going to suck at this and it'll be good. They're going to come after a guy. And if he sucks at it, it'll kind of shield me. Tell us that. Then I will respect you.
And even like when it comes to like the Faithfuls games and everything, like there are so many like behind the scenes like hints that Faithfuls, after like the seasons drop and everything, where they say like, oh, I knew this person was a traitor the whole time, but I was trying to like sort of doing the, I mean, Tiffany talked about it with her strategy with buddying up with Michael Rapaport and everything. But there were Faithfuls that in like past seasons that like tried doing it that and were like successful, relatively successful and everything. And so I don't understand why the show it doesn't like to show too much of people's strategies, like honest strategies of like what they're actually doing. And you can just like tell. And it's just that's just a little frustrating. This show is hell bent on making everyone look as stupid as possible. And that is why I love it. That's why it's funny and fun. But like, if I were to go on, if I were to be a reality show star, I don't know if I would want to be on this show.
Like the thing is, Rob, when he wanted to say, I knew Candace getting Colton out would point a direct line to Candace being a traitor. They did show that. So like there are times where they will show you doing some strategy. And I hope Rob is doing that strategy with Eric because they're not showing that. I just can't tell if it's Rob not telling us that or not knowing he's doing it or the producers cutting it out. But either way, it's frustrating to watch.
Yeah, it's like you show some of Rob's strategy, but I don't know. It's weird. This show's so weird, and we're all just so hyper-fixed and like obsessed with it. We're obsessed with the people on it, and we're obsessed with how they edit the people. And yeah, they're showing Rob to be clearly the mastermind of the season. I think because the show was thinking to itself like, you know, obviously like Suri, the best trader that we've ever had, obviously like a flawless game and everything, but we don't have like a true like mastermind edit of anyone on this show that we've had. So I wonder if they were thinking like, you know, Rob did incredibly well and Lord knows he might be the winner of this season at the end. So let's really like hype him up. So this show does have like something that like gamer fans especially can latch on to like, and that other players in the future would like want to emulate and X, Y, Z and everything. Yeah. But the thing is everyone, like the only people who have gotten out of this show unscathed, like played a game where that was like impressive, even if they didn't win, and or liked by the audience, is like Rob, Suri, Phaedra, Sandra a little bit came out unscathed. Like I truly can't think of anyone else on the show where everyone is just like, oh yeah, they weren't a complete idiot in there.
I mean, I think there are more people that have come out neutral, but as far as people being like, oh, they played that game well, you're right. It's only a handful of people. But part of me is like, okay, so if we have all of these faithfuls who are so in Rob's pocket, like we have Eric who's flopping and like Kristen's already on to him. I feel like I'm running out of options as far as people winning that aren't Rob. Like, and I am generally a person who wants the traitors to win. I think that's more interesting. But I'm so turned off by Rob that I'm like, to quote Candace in some interview she gave when asked who she's rooting for, everybody but Rob. That is me watching this show because not only for my personal reasons of like disliking him, but also as far as like giving us something interesting to watch in these remaining episodes. Like, I think Traitors has a problem in these last few episodes, the show just gets more boring, which I feel like maybe is a competition show thing. I know it happens on Big Brother, but it just like becomes less interesting the fewer people that are in the house. But it would have at least one final jolt if someone sussed out Rob and like turned it on him and was like, I knew it was you after XYZ, but I don't trust that that's going to happen with these remaining people. Like, I need Kristen or Mark or like Johnny and Tara, if they make it another week, to like someone needs to say something. It's like every name, it feels like, has been mentioned, but Rob's.
Yeah, and I wonder how far Maura can make it. I mean, they dropped a hint of her being like, I talked, it was you, like at one point, and pointed to Rob, and it was like, oh, Maura, I'm like how you're pointing out Rob, but like you're doing it in front of him, which is weird. So I do, because no, she's not up for murder, and no one is looking at her for banishment. So I wonder if she is going to be our knight in shining armor.
No, I don't trust her. I honestly think when she said, I thought it was you, she was meaning, I thought you were going to get banished. Like, I don't think it's crossed her mind. Okay. I think it is just, and she's gorgeous and seems like a nice person. I love her accent. But like, if anyone's in Rob's pocket, she was in Rob's pocket before we walked in. She, whatever Love Island interactions they'd had coming into this, like they're of course not like Johnny and Tara, like spooning and lying on one another, but they had a pre-existing relationship that's clouding her vision, I think. I don't think she's going to get there. I'm hoping maybe Mark could get there. Maybe Natalie, if she doesn't get killed tonight, like could get there. God. That would be amazing, but
I hate this shortlist for banishment or for murder.
I can't believe they're doing it so far into the show. Like, why do we need a shortlist? They should be able to choose from anybody. I'm like, is Donna Kelsey going to pop out of the grave and tell them who to pick? Like, why are we doing this? I don't get it.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't want any of them to go. I mean, obviously, like, Johnny or Tara, I don't see being murdered because they have such targets on them, unless they want to murder one of them to really put a huge target on the other one. But I don't see them doing that. And like the fact that Kristen is really going out guns blazing and everything, like I want Kristen to stay, but also like I want Natalie to stay because, you know, I'm rooting for my girl, and to see her just be murdered, like just like it's nothing. It was just so annoying. But I think it might be Natalie. I don't know.
I think so too.
I think she's the easiest person to murder because he might want to keep Kristen around. He either might want to keep Kristen around to go after Eric, or he might want to murder Kristen since Kristen so very bluntly said, "I think it's Eric." You know,
right? She said that in front of Mark. But yes, so I'm hopeful. I mean, I will miss Natalie if she goes. I was sad to see Dorinda go. Like, we're really knocking off all the housewives in a row. It's really hard for me to see. But she, of course, lasted a lot longer than she did her previous season. So good for her.
She seemed like she didn't give a shit. She was just like, oh, well,
she's like, I'm going to be promoting my upcoming Bluestone Manor show, and got everyone to be like, Bluestone Manor. It's like, okay. So, yes, she'll be missed. But I agree. It didn't seem like she was too heartbroken about it. What was the challenge again?
The challenge was something that they have done on previous seasons, where it's like the traders have to pick an answer, like an answer.
Oh,
and
right.
Then, whoever like pops out of the box and gives the answer that the traders gave, gets like each person who guesses correctly gets $500 for the prize pot. And at first I was just like, oh, this is exciting because, you know, historically this has really revealed some traitors. Like, this was Carolyn's like downfall last season. That
it
totally fucked up her game. But what's different about this season's competition versus like previous seasons is everyone had all the contestants had to pick one answer themselves. So the traders had incentive to sway people in one direction, as opposed to each person giving an individual answer, and whatever correct answer that is gives money. And so I don't think it was as entertaining because none of the traders could get, because they were just picking a random name. They were just picking Tara.
It was just Tara.
And they didn't care about raising money for the prize pot. No one cares about the prize pot. People want to win. They want to be considered the winner of traders. And so that is what they're fighting for. They don't care about this money at this point.
What percent chance do you think that Rob does not win this game?
I'm going to say 35.
Okay, that's higher than I would think. So that makes me a little happy. Just a glimmer of hope. I would be so bored with his win. I would be like, yes, he played really well, congratulations. But if someone sussed him out, that would be such better television. And that's, of course, what I'm rooting for. And we need something, since we don't have any housewives to deliver entertainment anymore.
Or Big Brother people to deliver entertainment anymore.
Oh, were there Big Brother people on this season? I don't remember.
You know... It was a short and sweet journey with sweet little Ian and the wonderful, brilliant Tiffany.
Yes, it was. Also, let's look at our scoreboard for those of you out there playing our Traders Fantasy League. We have a new number one. Natalia jumped to number one. And also, by the way, did you know that Natalia is number one, not just in ours, but she's playing like the whole bracketology game. And I think she's number one there among like 15,000 people. So like, we love
it. She's number one among all those people?
I know. They do a different scoring system, but she's making great picks. So congratulations to her.
What does she win if she wins that?
I think just pride, which is kind of what you win when you win traders, when they give you like $40,000 before taxes or whatever. Jamie Beth is number two. We have Kayla number three, Melissa number four, and then Janie and Jackson tied at number five. We have Ness at number seven, and then you and I tied at number eight. Look at us.
We're like Tara and Johnny.
We're just like Tara and Johnny. When you're back in LA, we'll just snuggle up on couches, tell everyone we've been through each other's divorces, and that's why we're so close. We're not just work friends. We're friends. And that'll show them.
Yeah, and they'll just be quaking in their boots at just the power of us. It's fine.
Okay. I mean, is there anything... Is there anything else to say about this boring ass episode of television?
It's just the edit is so... I keep going back to is just the edit of Rob is so frustrating. It's like back in the days of Big Brother, how it was just like giving Jeff the glorious edit in like Big Brother 11 and Big Brother 13 and stuff like that. Giving Frank this glorious edit in Big Brother 14. Just because I feel like they want like a... Especially a male masculine figure to prop up, because this to sort of like get more of like the sort of general American demographic audience, I feel, because I don't know how to describe it. It's like, okay, the shows like this are gay culture. It's like Survivor and Big Brother and all these competition shows, they're gay culture. I can't explain why, but they just are. And Bravo is absolutely gay culture. And so
100%.
Like, the straights and the people who don't necessarily watch these shows, like who I talk to, who I'm friends with and everything, they keep asking me, they're just like, why are you rooting against Rob? He's so good. And I'm just like, I know. And I'm rooting for him against him just because I am. Okay. We have a sort of a knee jerk reaction to always just like, just we're rooting for like the girls and the gays. And like, that's what we do.
Yes.
You know, the answer is simply because that's what we do as
right.
gays who watch shows like this and everything. So it's just interesting how the online, in our little online bubbles, everyone's just like, Rob needs to get out. Whereas like people watching at home who are, you know, anywhere, not where we are just like, God, Rob is so, so brilliant.
And I feel like there are people who think Rob is brilliant. And like, I don't think he's not brilliant. I don't think he's like, of course, he's playing a good game.
He's playing a fantastic game.
But it's just an exhausting watch. And if we get to the end of the season and he has not like clearly worked with a woman, it will prove my theory. I just want to see him work with a woman. If it's Natalie, if it's Kristen, anybody. Like, I cannot have you on camera saying Eric Nam is your equal when he's like floundering one week into being a traitor and no other. I just that's what I need to see. That's what I need to see as a watcher of this show for me to like really get on the Rob train. But that ship's probably already sailed, so whatever.
It's time we accepted our fate and we must... Okay, if Rob ends up winning and he ends up becoming king of traitors and everything, we have to start fighting for, like... It's like trying to find, like, a good candidate in, like, presidential primaries or whatever. It's like, okay, who can we put on this show next who will lead us to glory? Okay, that
this
can
is
be,
like
a, be a traitor and be the next brilliant traitor.
This is feels like a preview of me having to vote for Gavin Newsom. And it's like, I don't want to, but I will. Like, yeah, Rob did a good job. If he wins, I get it. But yes, I mean, honestly, and I know I'm like very biased because, you know, I've loved this man, a straight man on television that I love, and this never happens. Put West Wilson from Summer House in that fucking game. Because he is straight, he's a guy, like, and he's also likable, respects and loves women, grew up with a powerful woman as his mom. Like, he feels like more of a person I'd be apt to root for if we really need, like, a man to be at the forefront. I'm putting my money on West. I'd rather root for West than Rob.
I'm telling y'all, Nicole Franzel, she's the golden ticket.
Oh,
Nicole Franzel so is annoying. The golden ticket. That's, but she is a queen. She is a legend. She is it. Taylor Hale. Taylor fucking Hale on the show.
Oh, there we go. Now we're talking. Okay, yes. Taylor Hale. Ooh. I'd be thrilled about. That would be thrilling. I will still, you know, bow at the altar of Ceree. I think we need to not forget how well she played that game. It would be great if, like, a housewife won and, like, really won. And not that Dolores didn't really win, but you know what I mean? And I feel like there are some options. Candace did play a good game for a lot of weeks, and I feel like Eric's performance this episode highlights that. But there's a world in which we get a housewife or, like, a Bravo celebrity lady in there and really plays a great game. And so I'm holding out hope.
Everything is possible.
Everything is possible. That's, I'm like, true. Even though I don't like her on the show, maybe Giselle. She's a manipulative mastermind herself on Potomac. She could probably play this game well.
All right. Well, how do we get an in and become producers of this show? And like,
hopefully once they cast me for the normie season and I'm the breakout star, the confessional queen, then we get to be brought in as producers after that. That's my hope.
Do you think like the producers and the people, like the crew of this game, like watch everything and they're also just like, oh God, Jesus fucking Christ. God damn it. As
I'm sure
filming.
They do.
Yes,
absolutely. I'm sure they do.
They're in the green room, in the trailer, whatever, just talking shit about all these people, I'm sure.
Because even as we're watching, like, and I know I keep talking shit on the faithfuls out there, the game is hard. Of course, yes. It looks so obvious to us because we know Rob's a traitor. I get that. It's a hard game. And so, yes, it's just a frustrating watch. And it does, I've seen some talk online, like, would it be interesting to have, like, a version of the show in which the audience doesn't know who the traitors are either? Like, I think if that were the case, maybe I'd be more impressed by Rob's performance. But yeah, I wonder if that's a different angle, like a different way to edit the show that would make it a little more exciting, but it's also like confounding and confusing at the same time for the audience. So would we like it or not like it? I don't know. But it's like when we have all the answers, watching them get it wrong all the time is like, not all the time. They've gotten many traitors out, but to be so off with Rob is just frustrating.
Yeah, and there's something we have to remember. It's that, like, they got a traitor out faster than any other season this season.
They did.
You know, and they went boom, boom, boom with three traitors out in a very short period of time compared to other seasons.
They did.
So maybe these aren't the dumbest faithfuls ever, but it's fun to say that they are. You know, it's fun to, like, lean into the drama and the narrative of the episodes and the online discourse of it all and everything. Yeah. And to be Kristen at the round table. Did you see her when Steven said he's a traitor. Kristen at the round table, she's like, yep.
Said he was a faithful.
Said he was a faithful, yeah, sorry. She was like, yep. Like, she could tell she was pissed.
Funny.
And granted, you know, she was wrong as well in her vote, but
yes.
But still, it's fun being that. And again, the damn order of the votes, having Rob be the kill vote, again, it's just tiny little things that the producers do to really, really, like, pump him up and, like, glorify this man.
I gotta think about that when I'm on the show. Like, who's always the kill vote? Is this traitor on traitor violence? But I also have to do this while being, like, the nicest person of all time because, like, you know, black people don't do well on these shows. So I need to really be my, like, most cheery, kind, like, sweetie, heart self while keeping an eye. So I gotta think of this all as practice.
You got to keep your eyes open. You got to learn how. You got to more so analyze what the... like you think production is thinking more so than what the players around you are thinking.
Right. It's a little bit of both. But yeah, I think that is the thing that maybe if they're doing it and they're just not showing us because it's like they shouldn't break the fourth wall like that. Yeah. But yeah, something to keep in mind when I'm in that castle.
Yeah. I don't know. I am curious if there is a season where we don't know who the traitors are. Because the episodes that are so exciting are when it's traitor on traitor shit.
Right.
You know, it's like true. That is what is really like gets your hearts pounding and seeing the drama between them and everything. I mean, that was the entire narrative arc of last season. And so, so I imagine the show would lose something, but then it maybe would also gain a little something else too. And then maybe at like the end of the season, after a winner is crowned, you see like a half hour thing of like how each traitor made their move. Like that'd be a reason to tune into the finale and everything.
Totally. That's the thing is I feel like maybe it would be a disservice in the earlier part of the season, but it would make the end of the season feel so much more climactic than it feels knowing who the traitors are as you're watching. So I think it would be a trade-off. And I mean, why not? Something to try. You already have an Emmy. Everyone's watching the show. Give us a season. If it doesn't work, change it back next season. No harm, no foul.
It has two Emmys.
There you go.
Yeah, so...
eat it, RuPaul.
Hey, I mean, RuPaul has more. Don't worry about that. But I don't think Traitors is going to hit that mark in for a little while. Right. But yeah, it's totally. Like the mole. The exciting reason to keep tuning into the mole is you want to know who the mole is.
Right. Okay, anything else to say on this episode?
Absolutely the fuck not.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for watching and being patrons. We'll be back next week with more Two Gay Mats patron-only podcast, The Traitors.
Bye.